No, Rangers playing to the end. We just saw it. Zach Jones has the puck. The game is history. 39-29. The Rangers outshoot the Anaheim Ducks. And we can get right to our post-game show up here atop Madison Square Garden. Again, the phone number to call, Lexus Downey, Emerson Edom. You can text 714-940-2950 to express your opinion on the game. No question, Emerson, New York, a better hockey club, but for a long time throughout the game, the Ducks played right with them, I thought.
Yeah, and I mentioned it just a moments ago that you have Zegras out. He's been out for some time. Yep. You have Drysdale out. He's been out for some time. You now have McTavish out. Those are three huge pieces that are out of the Ducks lineup, and it's just really about preparing for their return. I mean, it continues to be hard, a lot of these games, especially these East Coast teams who are physical, play fast, move the puck quick, and we certainly saw it here with this Rangers team tonight that they are nothing to mess with. But look, the Anaheim Ducks, they got to prepare for our key pieces out of the lineup, and decisions are going to have to be made. You know, the Leesons of the world, the Carricks of the world that have really been maximizing their opportunities. You got to think, have got a good shot at maybe, you know, earning their way into maybe some third line minutes when those key pieces return. But nonetheless, where do we go from here? You got to learn from it. You got to continue to look. You had a good first period. What happened? Started to get into some penalty trouble. A lot of the themes that we've been seeing over and over and over. So can't just be one period. Got to string together two. And, of course, full 60-plus minutes is the goal. And the Ducks fall short in that department.
Okay, I'll let you know before we go to break. And Emerson's joined by Alexis Donnie back at our studios in SoCal. On the air at 3:30 Pacific time on Sunday night from the Prudential Center, Newark, New Jersey, the Ducks and the New Jersey Devils. Game three of this four-game trip. So I'll take a break. I want to thank Paul, our engineer, longtime guy that's done our games, does a terrific job. And, of course, all the folks at our studios in the state of Arizona, Charles and all the gang there, thank you for a job well done. Take a break. Emerson with Alexis coming up. The Rangers win the game tonight in their home building in New York City, 5-1 over the Ducks. And you've been listening to all of it on Duck Street.
Oh, that would be so beautiful. I could use that. I appreciate it.
That's the sound of Paula getting up. Random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be giving her yard a professional makeover. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda, like the 2024 CR-V. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
To most people, a flashlight is just a light. But to Gettle Air Conditioning and Plumbing customers, it's a beacon, illuminating the way to total home comfort and peace of mind. And when that flashlight comes on, our values shine bright. We respond quickly and get the job done right. From complex plumbing and sewer repairs to Sadie-certified AC installations, Gettle's got this. Visit us online at Gettle.com. G-O-E-T-T-L. There's no one better, but it's hard to spell.
GACLA 125-674-EM-433-90.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit BPBI.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Nate Bargatze, the Be Funny Tour.
I mean, Chuck E. Cheese is rough. I don't know if you've been there in a while. They look like they're trying to go to business and they can't.
All new material.
They filed for bankruptcy and they're still open. They called Blockbuster and they're like, how do you get out? We want out.
Nate Bargatze, Saturday, April 6th, Honda Center. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com. Produced by Outback Presents. Don't miss Nate Bargatze, the Be Funny Tour.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% Mountain Spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% Mountain Spring water. Nothing else.
The Anaheim Ducks' 30th anniversary season will feature 30 exciting promotional nights. Arrive early at select games to snag special, limited edition giveaway items. You won't want to miss out on special legacy nights, each with its own bobblehead giveaway for the first 10,000 fans. Fan-favorite theme nights like Lunar New Year and Chalk Day are back, and so are Women in Sports Night, Angels Night, and more. See all dates and giveaways at AnaheimDucks.com/promos.
Anaheim Ducks Hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit ucihealth.org/stopatnothing. Stay tuned for the Anaheim Ducks postgame show, up next on DuckStream. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show, exclusively streaming on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio home for the Anaheim Ducks.
Welcome into the postgame show here on DuckStream. Alexis Downey here with you in Southern California, and then Emerson Edom joining us from Madison Square Garden to wrap up what we just saw in the Anaheim Ducks 5-1 loss to the New York Rangers. It was a good effort by the Ducks through the first two periods, but the third period, I felt like, Emerson, it really just, the tides changed.
Yeah, and I was just talking to Steve, just the overall landscape of this organization. The Ducks organization, look, key pieces out of the lineup. McTavish has got to be geared up, ready to go right when he gets back in. Zegras, I hope that this time has not only allowed him to get healthy, but allowed him to really soak up everything that's going on. You know, being a student of the game, asking questions. Head coach Greg Cronin, and I had a chance to talk to head coach Greg Cronin, and just the practice habits. He got on Trevor Zegras a little bit after not stopping on the net on a particular sequence there, and he said flat out that Trevor Zegras is the type of player that responds so well to coaching, which just was music to my ears. It was great to hear, and you just know, you got to trust that Trevor Zegras and Jamie Drysdale, Mason McTavish are going to come in and give this Ducks team exactly what they need. They need a boost, this team, and really, they're searching for it. Certain guys are being injected into higher lines. Sam Carrick was one that jumped up into that second line there. I thought they played okay. I didn't think they got the sustained offensive zone time that was necessary, of course. You know, you look at the top six of the New York Rangers, and it wasn't even the top six. I mean, they did their part, but boy, that Gaudreau, the Pitlick line there, I mean, they did some serious damage. They stuck with their game plan, so plain and simple, this Ducks team needs to just find it. They need to find they need to find that goal-scoring mentality, that intensity that you see just every one of these teams that we've been playing here. They just seem to be able to bring it a lot more than this Ducks team.
And it really seemed like the Ducks had it after that first period, and after Brock McGinn joined you guys on the broadcast, too, just to talk about how this team needed more and just how they were going to go about this game. So let's get to that first period and go through what happened in this loss to the New York Rangers. The Ducks getting the first goal of the game, and it was Brett Leason's fourth goal of the season at 13:30 in that first period.
Bucket center ice, oh, and then a big hit, and those two guys go after each other. That's McGinn and Gustafson, and a shot, they score! The Ducks score while all that activity was going on the right wing wall near the penalty box. Brett Leason picked up the puck and fired it by Quick. Well, they didn't get a power play goal, but they score a goal to give the Anaheim Ducks a 1-0 lead.
Emerson, as Steve said right there, I mean, the Rangers were distracted by what happened with McGinn laying that huge hit on Lindgren.
Yeah, and missed assignments. It is exactly that. I mean, missed assignments, when you're playing that style, that you got to stick to your guy and you lose him for a split second, that's what happens, and it bit him.
And then the Rangers would be the ones to get on the board to even it out to end that first period. It was Chris Kreider's first goal of the game, because he would go on to have two in this one, and that goal was his 500th career point in his career.
Fox to Lindgren, neutral zone. Rangers dump it in, down to the final 3 minutes right now in this opening period. See if the Ducks can maintain a lead. When the horn sounds, oh, I guess not. Chris Kreider had the puck in front and rifled it by Lukáš Dostal. Crowd erupts, and the Rangers have tied this game up at one apiece.
So they were tied up at one apiece and also tied in shots on goal after the first period, 9-9 for both teams. Moving into that second period, Radko Gudas drawing an interference penalty, but at the end of it, when he jumped out of the penalty box, he had the opportunity for a two-on-one with Alex Killorn, and it was a pretty solid save by Jonathan Quick that would keep it out of the net.
Ducks will clear it to center. That was Henrique getting it out from deep in his own end.
And Adam Henrique, he's been in the league long enough to know that that clear has got to get higher and all the way down.
Hey, 3 seconds, 2-1. Ducks have killed it off, and we're still tied at one. Here comes Killorn with Gudas, 2-on-1. Gudas shoots, save there by the goaltender. Jonathan Quick comes up big on a 2-on-1 Anaheim attack.
Well, Emerson, Radko Gudas was really a big part of this game.
Yeah, he continues to do everything. He's solid in the defensive end, behind the net, behind the goal line. He's just a force to be reckoned with. He's just got such good habits. A stick on puck. His stick's always on the ice. He's driving with that stick north-south. There's no swinging it, so it has a purpose there. Look, there's been plays just at the red line a few games ago where he got on two knees and was able to get a chip, moving that puck back north. And look, he got it, and it just, his emotion showed there at the end. He took a retaliation penalty, but boy, just from a guy like that who trusts the process, he's a guy that just every day he wants more. He wants more from not only himself, but this Ducks hockey club. And so, you know, sometimes those emotions can get the best of you.
But Gudas was a part of a big save that Lukáš Dostal had on Johnny Brodzinski also in that second period. Gudas coming in and kind of helping Dostal out on this one.
Here is an opportunity for Gustafsson to make a play. For Blake Wheeler, back to Gustafsson, watched closely by Carrick and Lisa up front in the PK. There's a wraparound try from behind the net in front. Oh, and Dostal has it some way, somehow, after a big-time scoring chance from the youngster Johnny Brodzinski.
But that would not be the Rangers' only scoring chance in the second period as penalties started to pile up. It was Jimmy Vesey who got the Rangers back on the board off a nice pass from Adam Fox, 11:45 into that second period.
5-on-5 scenario, but Toronto drop pass Strome. Front of the net, lunging out after it there was Carrick, but he was in too tight, too deep, couldn't get a good shot away. Rangers shoot, they score! A guy whose name we've mentioned quite often tonight, Jimmy Vesey, unprotected to the right of Dostal. Not much Lukáš could do. He snapped a wrist shot by him. The Rangers take a 2-1 scoring lead.
Emerson, your impression of Jimmy Vesey in this game tonight?
Oh, I thought he was great. I mean, the only kind of mishap he had was he cut back into his own defensive end, managed to skate a little bit, then throw it back weak side. He just missed on that pass. Didn't go quite his way there on that sequence. But other than that, I mean, it was just clean as a whistle. From there on out, he and his line, like I mentioned, Gaudreau there and Pitlick being a former teammate of mine with the Medicine Hat Tigers after his collegiate collegiate career. So what a guy he is. And it's unfortunately against our Ducks, he got rewarded there with just a solid presence from his line. But I thought they were great. Once again, Pitlick with Goudreau and VC. VC, I mean, they were feeding off one another. They were strong on the forecheck, which probably was their best part of their game. It just they had two guys up at all times, really going strong with that 2-1-2 forecheck and just making it difficult on the Ducks D.
Another big part for the Rangers offense tonight was Chris Kreider, who got his second goal of the game on the power play in that second period. Artemi Panarin shooting it over and Kreider deflecting it into the back of the net, 16-19 into that period.
2-1, that's all. Here's Panarin expecting a pass from Fox, couldn't get it to him. Zibanejad using the far board to a one-bounce feed out high. Panarin side of the net, they score. No one was watching Kreider except for Dostal, and he was all by himself, left of the goal crease from his vantage point. And a redirect nicely by the veteran forward has put New York ahead by two goals now.
So what was a 1-1 game after the first period turned into a 3-1 game after the second. And then the third period really was all New York. They scored two goals as a part of that. And the final goal coming from Adam Edstrom, who scored his very first NHL goal with 3 seconds left.
Chasing down the puck, Leeson with Carrick. Crowd standing applauding the Ranger winning effort tonight. Goodrow centers and a shot. He scores! The Rangers score a goal. Goodrow making the setup pass. And the Rangers will get the goal for the rookie. Edstrom, first name Adam, wearing 84. And that's a 5-1 lead.
Well, Emerson, a 5-1 final in this one. Really just, it's just a deflating end, honestly, with those penalties too.
Yeah, it certainly that score doesn't match at least what happened in the first period. It was a neck and neck, back and forth game up until really the midway part of the second period when the New York Rangers started to pull away. And look, it was the penalties. You know, you go down a couple times short a man, and look, that power play, we knew it was lethal coming into it. And you know, of course, I mentioned Zibanejad and their want to find him on the weak side over and over and over again. It finally came into fruition there when he scored there late. And boy, it just seemed like anything that the Anaheim Ducks tried to do, whether it's a system or, you know, set play, it they didn't connect, and it went back the other way, and it sure connected for the New York Rangers here tonight.
9 different blue shirts getting on the score sheet tonight as a part of their win. Emerson, any of your final thoughts before we let you go and we look ahead to that game on Sunday against New Jersey? I know you'll be still in New York as the team is just on this long trip.
Yeah, and just like myself, I mean, I whether it's down in the locker room there, just with interviews and some of the pressers, my part of me is just being down there supporting the guys, giving them fist bumps, trying to get the energy up, and make sure that these guys, their headspace, they're in good spirits. So that's what I'm going to continue to try to do. And for the players' sake, it's just continue to learn. They know in the back of their mind, and hopefully it's not playing a part in some of the lack of confidence you see in particular areas. But hopefully that they just they find a way within themselves to play that much better, whether it's the third, fourth line guys, getting their clears, getting their chips into the corners at each line, and not forcing it. That's the one thing. When they are coming out of some of the battles in the corners in the offensive zone, a little bit too stationary. Ryan Strome there late came out of the corner, and I thought it just was flat. The lack of foot movement and overall energy didn't really match what they brought in the first period, and continues to be a theme. Streaky at times, this Ducks team, they got to play like they did in that first period, the full 60-plus minutes, and they'll start having better results.
Well, Emerson, keep doing that with the team in the locker room, and we'll see you on Sunday for our pregame show ahead of the matchup with the New Jersey Devils. And for those listening, make sure to come back after the break, as I will have more of your postgame show.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Thank you.
That's the sound of Casey getting a random act of helpfulness.
We just told him the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be replacing his old manual wheelchair with a brand new power wheelchair. And we paid him for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda, like the 2023 Accord. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you, and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
To most people, a flashlight is just a light. But to Gettle Air Conditioning and Plumbing customers, it's a beacon, illuminating the way to total home comfort and peace of mind. And when that flashlight comes on, our values shine bright. We respond quickly and get the job done right. From complex plumbing and sewer repairs to Sadie-certified AC installations, Gettle's got this. Visit us online at Gettle.com. G-O-E-T-T-L. There's no one better, but it's hard to spell.
GACLA 125-674-EM-433-90.
WWE Monday Night Raw returns to Orange County for the first time in 6 years. You'll see WWE World Heavyweight Champion Seth freaking Rollins.
Who's the kid now?
The American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes.
May the best man win.
Nia Jax. The main event, Jey Uso. Oh. Damian Priest. Becky Lynch.
I am the man.
And more. Honda Center, 4:30 p.m. Monday, February 19th. Tickets start at just $25 and are on sale now at Ticketmaster.
There was this guy who had a close circle of friends. They did everything together. They threw dinner parties, went on fishing trips, hung out at the beach. They were inseparable. But then, one of his friends got in serious debt. He needed money. So he set this guy up, framed him, and had him arrested. All for 30 pieces of silver.
Jesus was sold out. He gets us. All of us. Visit HeGetsUs.com.
The Anaheim Ducks are back on the ice, and this season you can be in the stands to experience it all live.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
Shop a wide variety of seats for every match from Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks in the NHL, and make sure you don't miss a single moment. And rest assured, if your plans change, Ticketmaster has you covered. You can securely sell your seats to other fans with just a few taps. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
The Anaheim Ducks 30th anniversary season will feature 30 theme and giveaway nights. Check out the full schedule of festivities, including special legacy nights, the second annual Women in Sports Night, and more at AnaheimDucks.com/promos.
Welcome back to the postgame show here on Duck Stream. Alexis Downey here with you, Emerson Edom, heading back to the hotel to get ready for the next game on Sunday against the New Jersey Devils. So tonight's game, falling 5-1 to the New York Rangers. The Ducks are now 10-19 on their season. They have 5 losses in a row. Not a good spot to be in for this team right now. And to be honest, the end of this game really is something that I feel like I need to talk about in this post game, but I'm going to save it for just a little bit longer because we have some text messages here from our listeners and I want to get to your text and your thoughts about this game. So if you have not sent a text yet, please feel free to send one over at 714-940-2950. The first one from Plagues, he said, quite a stark contrast from the first period and the rest of the game. Extremely undisciplined the rest of the game. And the Rangers do what they do best and take advantage twice on the power play. There's no reason they scored with 3 seconds to go in the game either. They're a championship caliber team and they play with winning habits. And as a result, they get rewarded once again in what a dominant final 2 periods by them. Got to learn from teams like New York. Hope to see some of the young guys rejoin the group on this trip because they desperately need something, and hopefully that jump starts the group. Lots to unpack from there. You were right, Plagues. This is definitely a championship caliber team in the New York Rangers. I mean, they have a solid lineup up and down. They have the goaltending too, despite, you know, it's this whole Shesterkin Quick thing going on right now. Clearly, Quick has been a solid netminder for them so far. I am with you. I really hope that we do see some of our young guys back in the lineup. We know they're on the trip in New York. McTavish, Zegras, Drysdale. That's how Emerson started the postgame show, just talking about his conversation with Steve at the end of this game. How much maybe those guys coming back at 100% really could help this team right now, get them out of this rut that they're in. The last win that they had, if we remember, going back to that Colorado game at home at Honda Center, that was a really exciting one. And since then, it's been some games where the Ducks have been up and then they give up that lead, just like tonight, up a goal. They give up four unanswered. The one in New York against the Islanders, the last outing on Wednesday, falling two goals on the special teams area in the third period. That's just, it's things that can't happen. The last game before that, the Winnipeg Jets, you think about that game, the Ducks up two goals, give up four unanswered. So things are just really not going in the way of the team right now. And I like this next text because I feel you. I need a support group. I'm desperate to see a Ducks win. Marty, I hope I can be your support group because me, Emerson, Steve, we're all here for you on DuckStream, and we are feeling what you are feeling. It is hard to see the team lose, especially when, you know, like you think back to this first period that the team had tonight against the Rangers. They looked so good. They were quick on transition. They were shooting pucks. They were getting them in deep too. Yes, they only had 9 shots on goal, but the game felt close. And this game as a whole felt a lot closer than what that final score was at 5-1. It's just that third period I felt like really took the as I like to say, the wheels fell off the wagon. And that's kind of what I felt like happened in the third period. The Ducks just running out of energy maybe in that one. And the penalty trouble, which is what I want to get to talk about as well. So let's start also with that first period. Just going through a couple of things that I thought were bright spots a part of that. Troy Terry, his line tonight of Troy Terry, Leo Carlson, and Alex Killorn, they had a strong game through two periods of play, combining for 7 shots on goal, the three of them. In particular, there was a play in the second period where Leo took the puck into the offensive zone, passed it over to Terry. Terry took his time, found Killorn in front of the net, tried to get the puck past quick and just couldn't. And the net was almost wide open. Just couldn't finish around 13 minutes into that second period. But that line I really liked tonight out of all the lines by the Ducks. I thought that they played well. They showed some fight. Just couldn't necessarily finish. But it was great to see Brett Leeson finish and take advantage of that situation with Brock McGinn in the first period too. So staying back on that first period, a huge goal from Brett Leeson. And we've talked about just how much his confidence has grown getting that time on the second line, playing with Vetrano and Strome. Now going back down to the third line tonight, he has looked strong this season. Maybe, you know, not necessarily overall his best game tonight, but getting that goal early was huge for him, and it was a really nice goal, just sniping it right down that middle lane, taking his time too. So looking also at that first period, as I said, the team just moving the puck well. McGinn having that big hit on Lindgren kind of reminded me of McGinn's hit going back a couple games to that Chicago Blackhawks game when he had that hit on Connor Murphy. That was an exciting moment too. McGinn just showing his physicality. I like to see that from him. Overall, just a good first period. And they necessarily, the one thing that I did take away from this, they didn't win their board battles. And that's kind of what happened on Chris Kreider's first goal in that first period, where he got his 500th career point and 280th career goal. So going into the second period for the Ducks, there was a big missed 3-on-1 chance when Vetrano lost the puck. The team did get back quick on the back check, was able to defend the play. No harm there. But I think about that play and what could have transpired if Vetrano was able to control the puck and make a play like that. I mean, 3-on-1, your odds are a little bit higher there. So that was tough to see when Vetrano lost the puck early in the period there. Also, in that second period, Radko Gudas was called for an interference penalty. It's just, I don't know. The penalties, that's what I want to talk about from this game. And I think I'm going to have to save it for after the break because I have a lot of thoughts on this, and I know Ducks fans are probably feeling the same way with me. So let me take a breather, and I will come back with all of my thoughts more in line for you after the break.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you're gonna love. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. News.
We were delighted to learn that the president's lawyers, the moment they found out about...
Sports.
Gotcha! Strikes quickly! The magic continues!
For music.
I can buy myself flowers.
Calm down. And even podcasts. Whatever you love. Hear it right here on TuneIn. And be sure to ask your smart devices to play TuneIn.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station? We'll celebrate guys like Stoney Edwards and O.C. Smith, you know, guys who didn't get a lot of radio play back in the day.
And how about fearless gals like Tammy, Loretta, and Dolly, who paved the way for the female country singers of today?
Well, let's call it Country a Go-Go.
Yes.
So you keep saying you got something for me.
Search Country a Go-Go or ask your device to play Country a Go-Go on TuneIn.
Tailgate Radio.
And this might be a touchdown.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you are going to love. You'll hear the most epic party anthems that will keep you and your crew bouncing. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
Tailgate Radio.
Exclusively on TuneIn.
Hey, it's Garth Brooks, making sure you don't miss out on the return of the Garth Channel. We'll be playing all of the Garth music, plus music from all of my favorite artists. There's truly no fences here on the Garth Channel, just great music. Also back is Geology, all the crazy stories, and a brand new feature called Tea Time with the one and only Trisha Yearwood. And remember, it's the Garth Channel, and it's all about people loving people. Search for the Garth Channel on TuneIn to listen.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you're gonna love. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren. Buckle up and join me every single weekday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central right here exclusively on TuneIn. What can you expect from my show? Well, we're talking about and playing the hottest, freshest, and newest country music around, not to mention plenty of the biggest hits you already know and love. Just search the Big 615 or ask your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
Back here with the post-game show, wrapping up a 5-1 loss for the Anaheim Ducks tonight to the New York Rangers. And okay, now we can talk about the penalties in this game. So, no penalties by the Ducks in the first period. They looked good. You don't want to go in the box. That was one thing the team knew going into this game. Do not go to the box against the New York Rangers. They have the second best power play in the NHL. 30% they are on the power play. They had to stay out of the box. And that is what started to hurt them in that second period. 8 penalty minutes in the second period, 24 penalty minutes in that final period. So the Rangers going 2-for-6 on that end. So the Ducks PK going 4-for-6 on that front. Power play, though, no power play goals scored by the Ducks in this one. They went 0-for-3. So in talking about the penalties, this is where I want to look at it. I mentioned before the break about that Gudas interference penalty in the second period. Honestly, I was confused by it. It looked like he was just in on the play around 4 minutes into that second period. I didn't really understand that one. And, not a good start. But then also in the second period, Vaakanainen called for a tripping penalty while the Ducks are on the PK. Cam Fowler blatantly gets tripped. There's no call. So Chris Kreider then scores his second goal of the game. Okay, that's another scenario. then we get to the third period. This is really what I want to talk about, because I was watching the replay of this whole situation with Radko Gudas and Barclay Gaudreau, and how Gudas got the retaliation call. He got the 2-minute minor and then the 10-minute game misconduct. He was clearly very upset. Alex Killorn also getting a 10-minute game misconduct, out of the game. So I'm watching the replay. Gudas coming into the net puts out his arm to stop Gaudreau, and we know that things had been kind of up in the air with the two of them as in the beginning of the third period. There was definitely some words exchanged between the two of them after Gudas laid that big hit on Gaudreau, so we already knew there might not be some good blood there. So Gudas puts out his arm to tell Gaudreau, okay, hey, stop, I'm here. Gaudreau hits him. Gudas retaliates. No call on Gaudreau, who started that. I don't know. I'm at a loss. I don't know. I don't know how you call that one. And you know, I haven't come out in the post-game show before and really talked about penalties and situations where, you know, the Ducks, things aren't going their way. But I just am feeling this tonight, because the end of the game was really frustrating to watch. And then, so then the Ducks are on the PK again. Jacob Trouba, without a stick, takes down Ryan Strome. No penalty called. Again, yes, it is in the final minute of the game, but still, I don't know. So I think was the most frustrating part to see for me tonight, was just the fact that the Ducks got in all this penalty trouble. They were obviously hurt by it in the game. And then there was these calls that didn't happen going their way. It's just, I know it's hard. It's hard. So I guess that's where I'm just going to leave it. I hope that we see, you know, maybe a change in that in the future, but it's something that the team has had to deal with a little bit this year. And I know it's been hard on them, but you could obviously see the frustration from Greg Cronin too on the bench, but ultimately there's nothing you can do and it's just tough. So I guess that's all I had to say about the penalties in this game tonight. It's just obviously them hurting the Ducks in this one, but some frustrations from myself and I know a lot of others in the fact that there were some calls that were questionable in this game. So a couple other pieces to note. I didn't highlight Lukasz Dostal, but I believe that he had a great game tonight. Yes, you know, some of the scoring chances that the Rangers had were tough. Two power play goals as a part of the five that he let in. But some of the saves that he had tonight, just showing that he is getting his confidence back. And I thought that was a really good sign to see overall, especially as we look ahead and hope that some of our young guys who have been out and injured are going to be hopefully back in the lineup, maybe before the end of this road trip, because we know that they are on the road. So looking ahead to Sunday's game, taking on the New Jersey Devils, a 4 p.m. game on Sunday, 3:30 pregame for you. We will have it here. The New Jersey Devils and Jack Hughes, as I like to say, and it's always fun to see Jack Hughes play when Trevor Zegras is in the lineup, because the two of them are friends. They go way back. So maybe we'll get to see Trevor Zegras in the lineup. That is definitely the hope from me. And I know a lot of you guys too, hoping to see him in the lineup. But the New Jersey Devils, 7-3 in their last 10. They're coming off a big overtime win over the Boston Bruins. So they're riding that momentum. The Ducks just trying to find that momentum. They had it in the first period tonight, but ultimately not in the other two. So I think that's going to do it for me here on the post-game show. I appreciate you guys sticking it out with me through the end of this one, even though it was another tough loss tonight to the New York Rangers. We knew going into this game that the Rangers were a good team. The Ducks proving that they could hang with them very early and showing that they do have those strengths when they're not getting in penalty trouble or discipline areas also on the ice. But anyways, Sunday will be a new game, and hopefully the Ducks will maybe look to snap that 5-game losing streak that they are on right now. Make sure to come back after the break for the Ducks and Rangers replay coming up. And thank you once again for listening to the post-game show here on DuckStream, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn.
Music.
At 17 years old, working a part-time job.
Reaching over the railing, he caught it!
But if you want to discover some new favorites,
Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
Follow
you.
Follow us.
Follow us.
It's time for the music that's trending on TuneIn.
Everything Everywhere
by Noah Kahan and Gracie Abrams.
Now playing on Adult Alternative.
Everywhere, everything. Want to love you to perform for the words to eat. Till our fingers decompose. Keep my hand in yours.
Hear this music and more on TuneIn. Discover your new favorite sound today.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you're gonna love. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
Nothing sets the tone for your day like country hits. That's why TuneIn's exclusive Country Roads is here to make your journey just a bit better. With classic, feel-good country songs to bring summer vibes all year long. This guitar about as hard as a pain. To top 40 hits you just can't get enough of. Thank God I get to. TuneIn's Country Roads are your route for the best in country music. Just search Country Roads or ask your device to play Country Roads on TuneIn for a little Southern hospitality now.
Hey, it's Garth Brooks here reminding you to catch the Garth Channel, where you'll hear the greatest stories, the greatest songs, and the greatest artists. Broadcasting live from the Friends in Low Places Bar and Honky Tonk in Nashville, Tennessee. Tell your friends to search the Garth Channel on TuneIn to listen.
TuneIn's Coffeehouse Station is open for business. So pull up a cozy chair and start soundtracking your day with light acoustic classics from today's most soothing songwriters, like indie geniuses Bon Iver, soft rock newcomer Phoebe Bridgers, and acoustic legend Jack Johnson. All in a soul-warming rotation on TuneIn's exclusive Coffeehouse station. Just search Coffeehouse on TuneIn to listen.
Radio.
This might be a touchdown.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you are going to love. You'll hear the most epic party anthems that will keep you and your crew bouncing. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
Tailgate Radio.
Exclusively on TuneIn.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. Com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
Get the perfect holiday gifts for hockey fans on your list at NHLShop.com. The world's largest selection of officially licensed NHL fan gear with unique one-of-a-kind designs by Fanatics, Adidas, and more. All the latest styles for every NHL team. Don't miss out. Shop now and get today's special holiday offer. NHLShop.com. A Fanatics experience.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit BPBI.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Get ready for The Offspring, live in concert. Celebrating the 30th anniversary of Smash. And the Honda Center in one special Orange County show. The Offspring, playing Smash in its entirety plus all the hits. Honda Center in Anaheim, Saturday, June 1st. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/ducks.
The Anaheim Ducks 30th anniversary season will feature 30 exciting promotional nights. Arrive early at select games to snag special limited edition giveaway items. You won't want to miss the special legacy nights, each with its own bobblehead giveaway for the first 10,000 fans. Fan favorite themed games like Lunar New Year and Chalk Day are back, and so are Women in Sports Night, Angels Night, and more. See all dates and giveaways at AnaheimDucks.com/promos.
Thanks for listening to this exclusive presentation of Ducks Hockey. Stay tuned for a replay of tonight's game on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of the Anaheim Ducks, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn. Please stay tuned. A replay of today's game will begin shortly. Please stay tuned. A replay of today's game will begin shortly. Please stay tuned. A replay of today's game will begin shortly.
This is an uninterrupted look into the Anaheim Ducks locker room. Hear the stories, chirps, season journey, and more from the current Ducks roster right here on the Players Lounge.
What's up, Duck fans? We're here on this season.